So, I want to share some really fascinating news with you all. A recent study from the Bitcoin Policy Institute just dropped, and they used artificial intelligence to evaluate monetary preferences. It offers a data-driven perspective that is completely stripped of human bias.
That's a compelling approach. By evaluating 36 different AI models, researchers were able to present scenarios designed to gauge exactly what these systems consider the best form of money. It removes the noise from traditional economic debates.
Exactly. The central inquiry was straightforward but profound. They asked these non-human intelligences what they consider the ultimate store of value and medium of exchange. And the results were telling.
When asked broadly about general monetary preference, specifically, what is the best form of money? Bitcoin emerged as the top choice in 48% of the responses.
That is a significant majority. It suggests that AI models, trained on vast datasets encompassing human knowledge and economic principles, truly recognize Bitcoin's core value propositions: its scarcity, decentralization, and durability.
Correct. Consequently, the AI agents largely validate arguments positioning Bitcoin as digital gold, a primary holding for long-term savings. But we have to look closer at the nuance there.
Right, because the results shifted when the context changed from general store of value to specific payment scenarios. When asked which currency they would prefer to use for making a payment, more than half of the AI models leaned toward stablecoins.
This divergence highlights a critical distinction within the digital asset ecosystem that even advanced algorithms understand. Bitcoin functions as sound money for preserving value over time due to its predictable, disinflationary supply schedule, while stablecoins function as an efficient medium of exchange for daily transactions.
That is such a clear separation in purpose. The price stability of stablecoins, which are pegged to fiat currencies like the US dollar, reduces volatility risk for both senders and receivers during commerce.
This research serves more than a novelty. It provides an objective analysis of monetary attributes. It paints a picture of a maturing digital asset landscape where different tools serve distinct purposes.
I love how that frames things. Bitcoin secures the foundation as a robust monetary network, while stablecoins and other layers facilitate the flow of everyday value.
Ultimately, the AI agents have demonstrated an understanding that aligns with market realities. Bitcoin is preferred for wealth preservation, whereas stablecoins are engineered to fill the requirement for low volatility in widespread commercial adoption. It's a mature ecosystem.